past couple of weeks off for the secondary being planned for, you know, unnecessary reasons for contact. Your team go in Foxborough and all that is, they still be at that physical intensity and not worry about the planning for having a regular match.
Well, we better have it in our minds. You know, I mean, it's important to do things within the rules, and a little different than the Patriots, better have it in their minds. So we try to do things the right way.
Coach, can you take us back to that when Joe released that ball and Jacoby Jones came down with the ball? How it felt on the sideline?
Yeah, I haven't taken stock of that too much yet, but it's probably the same way that all of our fans felt. You know, it was just a good thing.
John Ray said after the game that the win was even sweeter because it's not typically the kind of game that you guys have pulled out in the past. What do you think about that and just how your team's doing under pressure?
I'd have to see that quote, just understand what he was saying there on that. So I haven't seen that quote.
Coach, what do you think about Brian McKay and how he's played, not having started the game during the season? He said that on the team last week that Ray Lewis actually helped him with his conditioning, being right, being referencing to how your team is in such great condition.
Right. Well, Bryant has played well. You're exactly right, and I think it's been a season in the making for him. You know, sometimes things work out the way they work out, and you just don't necessarily see him coming all the time. But he's been working hard all year, and he's moving well, and that's the key. He's healthy, and he's moving well. It's been a big factor for us in the offensive line. So I'm really happy with the way he's playing, and I'm sure Ray did have a big part of it. He and Ray worked together, so that's a plus.
John, I know you don't live in the past, but a bunch of guys today were being asked about how long that loss last year in January kind of lingered. How long did it linger for you, and you know, did this game bring back some kind of bitter memories?
I don't have that marked on my calendar, Jeff, so I'd have to go back and check, but I don't remember putting a red dot on that day when it was over with.
John, one way or another, you guys have found a way to have success in the playoffs every year that you've been here. I mean, do you see a consistent key to the way you guys go about being ready for this time of year?
Yeah, I think we got players that understand how to work hard all year. You know, you prepare for it to be a good team in December, January. We weren't as good a team in December this year as we have been in the past. But January's been a good month for us so far. Our guys are hard workers. Our guys are persistent, relentless in their mindset. And that's, to me, what it takes. Which one are you talking about?
It was in the fourth quarter, Ray Rice.
On the draw?
Yeah.
When he kind of pushed him forward?
Yeah, he pulled in a lead block on linebacker and created Allen
from Ray. Is that the one Ray took it down to the three?
Yeah.
It was a heck of a block. Just how Marshall does it.
John, you always talk about the process as you go through the season. Now that you're in the playoffs and the wins have built, is it easier to build momentum going into the next game, or is it just repeat that process over and over again?
I think the process is a good word. You know, that's kind of what you do. You just go to work. You know, and our guys, hey, it's exciting. You know, you can't sit here and say it's not exciting. I know that all four teams now in it are excited to be here. There's 28 other teams that would love to be in this situation, and these four teams are the four that are here. So you have to be excited about it. I like to think our guys are excited about every time they get a chance to play, but it's a little more, you know. It's a championship weekend, and we're a part of it, you know. But the process remains the same. The focus, I hope, is even greater than it is, you know, in other games. But, you know, we're excited about being here another week, and we want to try to extend it out past this week if we can.
You're trying to contain your excitement a little bit.
You know, we told our guys today we can't play till Sunday, but we can be excited for today, you know. And let's be excited about today, about the preparation today.
I remember asking you after the Redskin game about why you didn't attack with about 30 seconds to go before the end of regulation.
Right.
Were you surprised that Denver decided to do the exact same thing and right. Sit on the last 30 seconds?
No, that's a good question. I think, you know, you can go at it either way, but, you know, if you look at it historically, you probably would find more bad things happen in that situation than good things. And you can lose yourself the game right there. Real easily. 30 seconds isn't much time. You know, even with timeouts, it's not much time to get the ball down in field goal range. And a defense can make a play, and then there you go. So you got to be smart there. And, you know, I would never question that strategy there.
John, what have you been able to do since the bye week with the running game? I know that was an area that you wanted to emphasize, stopping the run.
And you guys have really tightened up. You're able to get the stops when you needed them, you know, late in that game and into overtime. I mean, can you just talk about how that unit has kind of really grown in that area over the past couple months?
Yeah, I would credit our front, really. You know, the front five guys, really. The defensive line, the outside linebackers, Clarence Brooks's group, Ted Monachino's group. They're just playing fundamentally so much better than we did early. You know, they're playing with their hat in their hands and their feet. And they're playing good, solid football up front. And they're controlling more blocks than they're not controlling. That's the key.
But you also offensively stuck with the run, it seems, for longer stretches. I think in the game, you got the turnover from the right hand ball five times, and you guys ran three times from the 4-yard line to the turn. Punch it in. Is that a difference in what you did maybe earlier in the season, that you guys stuck to the run? Is that a new focus?
Yeah, you know, I really wouldn't look at it that way. You'd have to go back and look at every game, you know, independent, see what the score was, see how we were running the ball. You know, I think we've got some confidence in our ability to run the ball now, but I think we had confidence earlier in the year as well. Every game's different, you know, it really is. So I hate to put a big label on it like that.
John, what's the challenge of preparing for the Patriots' running attack? I mean, they have a few different backs who do different things, and just knowing not knowing what they're going to do and how they're going to use them any given day.
That probably is the challenge right there. You know, they have really good backs. All those guys are north-south runners. They explode through the line. They pick up yards very quickly. They can all catch the ball out of the backfield really well. I think their quarterback does a great job of determining when they're going to run and try to run some good looks. That's part of what makes that offense so effective.
John, you said you had conversations with Jim. Have you guys considered, I know you don't like jumping forward, you like taking the game, but any conversation that hardball, Super Bowl?
Not that we'd ever admit to, you know. I don't know. I have to look up destiny first, figure out exactly what it means. Pretty big word if you think about it. But, you know, our destiny right now is to go to Foxborough. That's our destiny, and that's the destiny that we've earned. And we'll be there on time, you know, and we'll be ready to try to play our best game. And we're going to have to, because they're going to be prepared to play their best game.
John, given the depth you had at corner earlier in the season before you brought in Corey Grant, I figured it was a special team signing at that point. How much did you really think that he was going to contribute on the defense, and how much do you really scout that part of the game versus the
Well, there wasn't as much to look at, you know, because he hadn't played that many snaps on defense in Chicago. But the thing that was interesting about Corey is when he did play on defense, he played really well. So we felt like he was going to be a contributor on defense. But the way we do it is with all of our guys is we're about competition. We just think football is a competition sport. It's hard to go by reputation in this sport. You get exposed so quickly. So, you know, Corey knew that if he came in here and he earned the playing time, he would get it. You know, and that's what's happened.
All right.
Great. Thank you.